Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Billy's going to the jet boat races, just so you know.
Yay.
Okay, just in case you were curious. Hot Topics brought to you by the Colville Pro Rodeo. This one was left over from an email that we got earlier today when we talked about what short weather was.
Yeah, shorts, when do you start wearing shorts?
Shorts weather, not short weather. I know you and I both said around 50. Yep. Steve said 85 or 110. I think you said 73. What did you say, Steve?
73, yeah, good memory.
Yeah.
Or June 15th.
Or June 15th, whichever comes first.
Again, good memory.
That's very true. Then this Ty said, do you guys mention shorts weather? Is that the same temperature for windows down while driving?
Oh, I will do windows down driving almost any time.
Are we talking about all the way down, or are we talking just like a fraction?
Yeah, I mean, I will do it both ways, but it just really depends. I will roll my window down all the way any time of the year if I feel like I need it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like for whatever reason, you know, stay awake.
Yeah, I just want some air, fresh air. Or I just...
But are you normally a windows down driver anyway? Like, and you don't drive very far, so I feel like you're the perfect person to have the windows down. Like, you don't take the freeway.
I drive with my windows down a lot.
Yeah. Like, sometimes on the freeway, it's like, it's pretty loud.
I had them down on the freeway yesterday and had to roll it up because my mom called, and I was like, yep. I can't hear you.
Exactly, yeah.
She was in her car, and it just sounded like
right.
two people just shouting nothing to each other.
But, like, if you're not on the freeway and you're just driving around, I love having the windows down. But I don't think I do it at 50, like, not all the way down. It would definitely be a little bit warmer for me than the shorts temperature.
See, I like I don't really care. I'll take it any temperature because I will turn the heater on in the car sometimes.
Yeah, no, I like that. I actually like that. I've done that too, where I've actually turned my seat heater on and then had the window down just because I wanted the window down.
Yep.
Steve, windows down or no?
Not typically, but during the summer, just here and there.
Didn't you have? I think you told me that I rode in your car the one time, your Toyota Corolla.
Wow.
And I tried to roll the windows down and they only went halfway down. And he said it's because he had the child safety windows installed in the front. Because he didn't.
Is that right?
He didn't want any trouble, he said.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
I swear that was you.
Safety first, man, you know. Yeah.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
You know, this is how people get a reputation.
Yeah, well deserved.
What?
I had a car that you couldn't take those out of, Kevin. Like, it only went halfway down in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't like it was a button or, you know, it was just, that's all you got. And I remember as the kids were older, they were like, this is the stupidest thing ever. I'm like, well, you're like 12 now, so.
I know, it is a bummer. I think a lot of cars are still that way.
I think they might be. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. In the front is hilarious. Can you imagine if you had those in the front and you pull up to like the drive-thru, you're trying to reach over to get your food?
Just slide it through here.
Yeah.
Halfway is enough.
Halfway is plenty. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Oh, you want me to say something?
Sure. I mean, you know.
All right. I guess I can do that. I was talking to my brother the other day. And
King Richard.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a situation in his car. Where somehow a rat got in his air conditioning.
Ugh. Oh, man.
No.
And they,
I didn't know a lawyer could fit in the air conditioning.
Right. Right.
So dumb.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so it smelled up the whole car.
Oh, I imagine, yeah.
He had to take it someplace. They had to de-rat the air conditioning.
Did they have to take apart like a dashboard and all that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. They charged them like $1,000 or something.
Yeah,
they, like,
that's one of those.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Like, I don't know how much it's going to be, but whatever it is, I need it done.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So his car was in the shop for a little bit, and they had to de-rat it. And
right. De-rat. I think they say de-rat. Yeah.
De-rat? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I remember hearing it.
So I'm wondering, the smell apparently was just awful. That's how he realized that it was in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is that the worst possible smell that you can get in your car?
No. No. Sippy cup milk, hot day.
Oh, jeez.
Under the seat. That's the worst one.
You think it's that's worse than rats?
It's the worst one I've ever had. There is something about spoiled milk that's been in a sippy cup in a hot car that will it'll make you just want to throw up.
There are a few things that make me gag. That is it.
It's so bad.
Every time.
If anybody's had that, I don't know what you could vote for other than that. I mean, unless you do one of those rat cooked in stew, wrapped in a sock, smeared with poop.
Right.
I mean, that would be pretty bad.
That would be bad, yeah, but it's not likely.
There used to be, was that in Grumpy Old Men where they would do that, where they would put
fish?
The fish?
Yeah, yeah, they hide the fish.
Yeah, I
got to
imagine that would be pretty nasty as well.
Oh, I can't even.
That would be right up there.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Worse than rat. Well, yeah, fish probably worse than rat.
Again, if it's heated up like
the
that.
Fish smell.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot. Now, don't get me wrong. The rat is horrible, Steve. It is.
Oh, yeah. He realized
a bad
it.
Smell.
Well, he realized it too late.
Oh, no. So, Denise on the text line. Milk, number one. A pound of hamburger that got lost under the seat, number two.
Okay. That's going to be pretty nasty.
Yeah. If you like slid
I
under there.
I would argue that if you had chicken. Like raw chicken, it would be
that
worse.
Rotted, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rat. I feel like rat would be on top of those.
Baby vomit in the car seat. Yeah, that's in there.
Ugh.
Yeah, that one's in there too.
I mean, that doesn't even need to be sitting there. It can just be instant.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, but if it gets stuck down in there and you can't, you're trying, you forgot about it or you missed a piece of, oh God, what am I even saying? Stop.
Hey, it's... 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go do the cow thing, all that stuff.
Yeah, farming. Farming 101.
Ranching. Do some more ranching.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I'm very handsy. Good with my hands.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? HR has called.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Topics.
Hot topics.
What do you think fried chicken accidentally left in a car trunk would be like?
Ugh. I mean, I got to imagine it smells pretty doggone bad.
Yeah.
But
now we're just going to get all the extreme ones.
I mean, rat wasn't so extreme.
Rat's pretty extreme. It's very unusual. To have a rat crawl up into your air conditioning system and die and stink up your car,
especially
that's
in these
rare.
Parts.
Yeah, you're not going to get that here. In the Chicago, the greater Chicago area, it's probably an everyday occurrence.
Unfortunately.
Bunch of rats.
Yeah, unfortunately it is.
Oh, bunch of rats.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready to try a Chips Ahoy? The whole story today was that Chips Ahoy back in March changed their original recipe.
Yeah.
They said they spent 4 years
it's so crazy.
Developing the recipe, over 60 different taste tests, to come up with this new Chips Ahoy recipe. And there are so many people saying it's terrible. It's absolutely the worst Chips Ahoy. What are you doing? Why did you do this? Blah, blah, blah. Chips Ahoy already had 50% of the market for chocolate chip cookies in the U.S.
And then changed their recipe.
And then changed the recipe.
That's insane.
We asked Jay and Kevin listeners, are Chips Ahoy cookies, is there a difference? It was a resounding, they're not good anymore.
Yeah.
Something happened. So we are going to try our Chips Ahoy now and see if they are any good or if we even notice a difference.
Okay. I think that's fair. Come on in, Steve.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, he missed that part again.
He did, yeah. When you said, Steve, we're going to have you taste it.
Right Steve, now. Why don't you come
did
in
you
and
try
test?
It? Did you try it?
I have not yet,
okay.
Jay. I'm trying to be pure here. I'm trying to just wait and do it with a clean palate.
Oh, I better take a drink.
I need to be invited.
Well, you were invited. He said,
Steve,
why don't you
come
on
in, Steve.
Mm.
So that, yeah, no, I was waiting for that.
Huh. It'll be great when you go back and listen to the podcast and see that that's exactly what he said, but it's fine. No.
What do you, yeah.
Hand
at this
out.
Point, Steve, I hate to say it, but just could you shut up and eat a cookie?
Shut a yappa.
Shut a yappa.
Hey. Eat a cookie.
All right.
As one of our
one.
Fine
Steve
listeners
Steve is taking
said.
The original chips. Now, it looks like it's jam-packed with Yours, look how many chocolate chips you have in yours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, these are hard as a rock.
Shut your mouth. Thanks, Steve.
I think I usually get the chewy Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, there's a lot of chocolate chips here.
Yeah, yours is loaded.
I've never seen anything this with this many chocolate chips.
Mm.
I'm going to try it. Well,
I mean, they seem drier.
They do.
But I don't.
I don't notice a huge difference.
No.
I don't eat enough of them maybe to know.
I feel like there's less, less flavor.
The actual cookie itself is pretty dry. It's sucking up all my moisture.
But I would say that maybe the chocolate chips have improved.
Okay, you think so?
Maybe it's because I have more of them on this particular cookie.
Yours is loaded.
That's possible. It's not bad.
They're not bad. I think what I would do is probably eat them. Again, with milk, I'd love them.
I was going to say, you got to have something, though, because even coffee at this point, let me try the coffee. I don't think
that's not even enough for
you? It just seems very dry. Like, everything's just stuck in there.
Hmm.
Is that what they mean? I think the taste is the same. I just think it's way drier.
Yeah, and I feel like it was...
Who doesn't want a really, 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 really dry cookie? Mm-mm-mm.
Well, is it because they have those...
The chewy ones?
Yeah, now that version?
No, they're hard as a rock. Are they not?
They are, and I think some people like that, but... No, Jay, they're hard. I mean, they're... I don't know.
It's
I don't know what
cookie.
To think of them. Here's
the
deal.
Hey-o, Steve. Hey-o.
Hit me with
If I would have had one of these and not known anything about the recipe, I wouldn't have said a thing.
You know what I would have thought? I thought we would have got a stale batch.
Yeah, or maybe just said, oh, these are...
Roberta said she bought some about a month ago and said they thought something was wrong with them.
Like that they were expired or something?
Expired.
I do feel like they have a little...
Very nice.
Aftertaste.
Yeah, I didn't really notice a ton of difference with the taste. I like Nick online. They were like, terrible, horrible. I don't know about that. But yeah, just way, way, way drier, I think.
And if you ate them all the time, I guess you'd maybe
For sure.
Notice the difference.
Yeah,
I just don't eat them enough. But I also don't love them enough to... Well, that's a lie. If I get some milk, I'm going to eat all of
them. I was going to say.
Well, you know, you're leaving this open. They're going to dry out.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Why
but
don't you shut it?
My yappa?
Why don't you shut your yappa?
Yeah, Steve, shut your yappa.
Shut your yappa.
They're kind of like that thing, though, where you know they're not perfect and they don't taste that good, but yet for some reason, you want to take another bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're still chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Look, once it got in there and you know, got all full of saliva and kind of dried my mouth out, like you said, Kevin, it wasn't terrible. Mm.
So,
took a while.
So what would you guys rate them?
Well, compared to the soft ones, they're like a 4.
Yeah.
Rookie score.
4.1.
What would you rank?
Well, now you can't do it. I mean, you already decided.
I mean, I can. I can change my vote anytime I want to. What are you going to
do
about it?
You, Steve?
What are you going to do about Steve? Steve-O? Stevie?
All right, let's calm down. I don't know. Maybe 6'4", height I wish I was.
6'4"?
I give mine like a 5.2.
Maybe that's too high. Hmm. All right, 6'1".
Kevin, you're right in the middle. And again, a 5 for a cookie is not a good ranking.
No, not at all.
I mean, sorry about that. I'd rather have the chicken and a biscuit.
Yes.
Than the Chips Ahoy. Final answer.
Well, with all that being said, if I can get some hot water to drink with these,
you're
or
eat the whole thing,
milk, I will probably finish a row of them. The Big
99.9 Coyote probably. Country.
Let's go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You might just have to tolerate it.
Kevin James.
Or you could say, hey, shut up, yappa.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know what you're saying, Jay.
Shut up, yappa is hilarious. I hope we have that forever. Can we get that on a shirt?
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Like, how would you spell it? S-H-U. Is it
I put it on the podcast the other day, and I wish I remember how I spelled it.
Let me look it up.
Is it S-H-U-D-Y-A? Shudaya?
Shudaya.
Or is it two Ds?
Shudaya.
Shudaya. Yappa.
Yappa.
Y-A.
You did put it on the podcast?
I thought so.
Is Yappa Y-A-P-P-A-H? Because you got to say it like a Yappa?
Yappa.
Or do
I
you
might
just
go A.
Just A?
Y-A-P-P-A.
Y-A-P-P-A, 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 and Yappa was his name. Oh. Huh.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Guess I could find the guy who texted in. See,
you like to shop at a place called Costco.
I go to Costco.
Did you ever think about
I'm glad you noticed
the original meeting where they thought, you know what we should do?
Uh-huh.
Come up with a store concept. This is a man thinking about how they came up with Costco.
What if we made a store where you have to buy a membership to access our goods?
Oh, wow. Then they can just take anything they want for free.
No, they'll pay for those too.
Wait, so people will pay a cost to come in and pay for things?
Exactly.
What are we, the cost company?
Genius. The Costco.
Well, will the prices be lower than other stores?
Sometimes.
And we'll make everyone give us their product in odd-sized quantities to make it nearly impossible to price match. Then we'll create our own brand of products, knocking off other products and make them a little cheaper.
Sir, what will we name the brand?
Good question. Kirk, what do you think?
Kirkland.
Brilliant. Promote him. Kirk, you did it again.
I mean, it is a funny concept.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
So we're going to charge a membership to shop here.
And then everybody gets it free?
So they just get it. No. They're still going to pay for it. They're going to pay a membership to shop here.
Yeah. No.
It's hilarious. I'm to the point now where I actually get money back. Like, it pays for my membership and I still get money?
Oh, yeah, because you shop enough, Jay. I did that too. It's a good deal if you.
You almost feel like you're like point. You're getting away with something at that point. You're like, man, did you guys count that up right?
Well, you are definitely sticking it to them.
Oh man, they're barely in business. Yesterday, I did this self check at Costco. Steve challenged me when I left to go to Costco yesterday. He goes over under hour and 15 minutes, and I was like, I knew on the list I only had like maybe 7 things, which of course turned into like 12, but.
But so, that's still under an hour, maybe.
Yeah, I like 35 minutes, Kevin.
Nice.
Yeah, and I went on the self-check, and then on the self-check, you know, they have a person there with the little zapper gun.
Okay.
The little, you know, code reader, little pew, you know, the thing.
So you don't get to do your own.
No, you still do your own. That was the whole thing, because I get there, and I'm like, I had like dog food, a case of water, you know, just some heavy stuff, all big, clunky stuff that they even say, and I never heard this before, after you zap it. It says, for safety's sake, please do not put in the bagging area because it's too heavy.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before. So I was like, oh, okay. But I mean, I kind of looked over at the lady and whatever. She was probably busy. No, she wasn't. But anyway, she had the zapper and I'm like lugging this stuff, trying to get it to zap. And it's all the big stuff. And I thought to myself,
can I get the zapper?
Probably could use the zapper at this point.
And why was she using it?
That at Costco, they own the zapper.
They own the zapper.
Yeah, it's not like you know, Walmart. It's just sitting there. You just burp, burp,
burp, burp, burp, burp, burp. So wait, you can or cannot zap your own?
No, they zap it for you. Either they zap it or you have to scan it.
Boring.
Right?
I do not like that. Home Depot is liberal with their use of the scanner.
Oh, they're just like,
yeah, it's all yours, man.
You take it home.
There, you got a 2x4. I don't care. Scan it.
Yeah.
Zappa to Zappa.
Yeah, man. You got to shut a yappa, zappa ya zappa.
Steve, you ever buy anything at Home Depot?
When's the last time you bought a 12-foot 2x4?
That I haven't bought, but I have gone to Home Depot for various things.
I don't know if they make them in 12-foot.
Oh.
12-foot, they make it 12-foot 2x4.
8 and 16, I don't know.
Heck yeah.
So no, you haven't bought anything at Home Depot recently? What about work gloves?
Did I buy those there?
No. You have work gloves? You should wear them to work.
I should.
That would be great. Could you imagine if we just start coming to
work gloves,
wearing like Wells Lamont work gloves? How great would that be, Kevin? And never mention it?
I'll wear like a hard hat and a vest.
You're going to wear a high-vis vest and a hard hat and work gloves to work?
Yeah, just in case.
Putting in the time, man.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Steve look tough like a construction man or like a Lego? like a Lego man. Like, I'm trying to picture Steve wearing construction gear.
Now, again, the hat has to be sized appropriately. You can't just say, oh, put a big guy hat on. Then that would be silly.
No.
Yeah. No, like, I think gear, if you like saw
he's
it,
ready to work.
If you saw it, you'd be like, oh.
Oh, village people.
It wasn't what I was going to say. No, that's wrong.
Rude. Unbelievable.
Every time somebody walks by, Steve, they're like, YMCA.
All right, just have it blasting in the studio.
Just nonstop. Just working, man, in the Navy.
Why?
Macho man.
Yeah, but Kevin, you know the old guy who looks like that. The guy that looks like Bruce, who's like, you know, stocky, relatively small.
Yeah.
Hard hat, vest. I mean, it's just, you look at him and you go, yep.
That's believable.
That's totally believable.
Adds up, yeah.
And I think Steve could maybe pull it off. I'm just curious.
Well, where do you even find something like that? Other than the costume shop.
Hard hat store. Hardhats.com.
Do I have to go to Home Depot? Do they sell those there?
Hard hats? I don't.
Oh, yeah, you can get a hat there.
A hard hat?
Yeah.
At Home Depot, you think?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I'm pretty sure of it.
Now you're hedging your bets a little bit.
No, I mean, I feel like I bought one there before.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It says right here, Lowe's. Fred Meyer.
Oh, you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you give him a project? I gave him
I gave him a project earlier today.
Was it decoupage? Because that's what I gave him.
Decoupage? Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
I don't know what decoupage is, and I don't feel like Kevin. I want to give it to another guy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And that's something. Let me catch up here on the text line. So many people have said that they tried the new cookie.
Yeah.
The new Chips Ahoy, and threw them out. Like, didn't even finish the thing. Like, I don't know, man. I think it would have to be pretty bad for me to throw it away.
Yeah, and I think it's going to go back to that we are not Chips Ahoy experts.
That's 100% it, because these are all people who are diehards, Kevin. They're all very much diehards. Mm.
That's wild, though.
Also,
what a drastic error.
Oh, man.
By Nabisco.
Yeah, you change the recipe, and then everybody's just throwing your cookies out.
Yeah, I'm going to write a letter.
You should. You should write a letter. That'd be interesting to see if they responded. I kind of like doing that. Just to see, you know, obviously you don't really expect anything, but sometimes you get a letter back. It's kind of weird. Everybody said Steve would look like a Lego if he had a hard hat on.
Sorry, Steve.
All right.
I kind of feel bad about some of the things I say, but
you should.
They just come to my head and then I just say them.
Well, Mary Hopes said maybe Steve could buy a hard hat at the magic store.
Now there's an idea, Mary.
Magic store. Wow. And Tom said mice are worse. Mice have died many times in their vehicles. They live out in the country. And he said, believe it or not, it's worse than the spoiled milk.
Ooh, okay, Tom.
Especially in the summer. Well, any kind of rotting animal inside of your car, probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
I would guess, anyway. I hope to never find out. All right, let's do it.
Final thoughts.
By the way, we're going to give away another chance to qualify for the free fuel Friday before we get out of here. And we've got tickets to the Lind Combine Demo Derby in about 4 minutes, so hold on. All right.
Oh, boy. I've been through a lot today, Jay. Kevin. It's been a struggle.
Because of the little trip we made you take?
Yeah, it added a lot of miles to my car.
Yeah, two probably.
Two of them, I think. Yeah, 2 miles.
But really, the day all began with an incident that I forgot to mention.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
It's what you did, actually.
I did? Oh, did I scare
you? You scared me.
I mean...
Again!
It was...
Why?
Was it an on purpose, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, you know, if you walk down the hallway toward where my office is?
Yeah.
There's a little cubicle just before you enter the hallway.
Yes.
And I went around. He goes, he was like following me around this morning because he was talking and I was trying to get away from him. So I was just running as fast as I could and he was chasing me. And so finally I started down the hallway and he goes, oh, hey, Jay. And I was like, good Lord, what now? So I tucked in behind that cubicle there and I didn't say anything. I just squatted down. And he walked by. I just stared at him.
Did you do the scream? What did you do?
It's just very surprising.
He did the hand shiver.
Very good. Did you make a noise?
I didn't make any noise.
Oh, you just...
He just... I was just...
Oh,
I moved.
Even worse
yeah,
sometimes.
I moved a little bit, and he did the... Oh! His hands were shaking. And then I left.
Yeah, you did.
I was just trying to get your adrenaline going, man. We got a show to do.
See, Steven, I'm done playing those jokes on you. You don't have to worry about it.
Are you?
The other day, I went to the bathroom, and he said, I thought you were stuck in there again, and we're going to have me come in.
Right.
I was like, no. Just taking my time.
It's also because you've already done that one, so you have to think of something new.
You probably wouldn't fall for the same thing twice.
Well.
Okay. That's kind of my point.
Okay.
Final thoughts.
Oh, man. Kevin.
I got the itch, man. And I think I'm going to have to scratch
it. For a flavor of a Pringles?
I got the itch for some back road country driving.
Oh.
Yesterday, I had a meeting with a couple for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Ricky and Vanessa. They are just one of those couples when you meet them, you go, I'm going to love you guys. You guys
sure.
are going to be so cool to hang out with.
I like that.
And the place where they're getting married, it's just beautiful area out there. It's one of those, you know, you go like south of the freeway, east of state line, just a beautiful area out there. And I was just driving on all these little back roads to get to their place. And it reminded me of the pandemic, because in the pandemic, that was my drive. I would go out in that area all the time and just like make it the longest drive I could to Coeur d'Alene.
Right.
And I just loved it. And I got out there and it was such a nice day. Had the windows down. And I just was like, oh man, it's been too long since I've done a country drive. And I was itching for it. So look out. I might have to take a couple of those in the next few days.
Would you ever consider taking Steve with you? He's probably never been on a country drive.
I would. Yeah. I would take him.
Now, just remember, Steve, the last guy he took, he didn't bring back, so just be careful.
Is this where I have to play the quiet game?
Oh, boy.
Oh, for sure. Country drives are ruined by a lot of conversation, that's for sure.
Well, I can almost guarantee at some point during the country drive, Kevin would say, hey, Steve. Shut up, your yappa.
Shut up.
Final thoughts.
I almost guarantee it. Yeah. I just saw this. The world's... Did it say world? Now I'm going to double check. Stand by. I think it said world's largest case of beer.
Okay.
I don't know where this is for sale. It's PBR. It has 180 cans.
That's a big case of beer.
In one case. Would you like to take a guess at what that costs?
Okay, so I'm going to say a dollar beer.
Can you imagine? Hey, man, you going to get a half rack? No. 30 pack? No.
I think they're going to give you a heck of a deal and go $149.
Steve, the price of a 180 pack of PBR is?
$180.
You guys are so far off. $95.
Woo!
That's a heck of a deal. Now, I think it'd probably take like a forklift to carry this thing. Also, as I'm looking at this, I see that it's in just this big piece of cardboard. You know, it's just like the regular beer cases. There's no way that handle's not ripping out.
Oh. Impossible.
Bro, come on.
So you have to pay to rent the forklift.
Well, you know, you could pay a membership fee and then come in and then still have to pay for the goods.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
Yeah. Jay, that's an impressive...
It's insane, yeah.
180 pack.
It's the 180th anniversary
of PBR. That makes sense.
So they're in celebration. Go grab one of those 180 packs.
So then why don't they charge you $180 if it's all 180?
Well, because that would be too much money.
You think
right.
so?
They're being fair. It's PBR. Yeah. Listen, you're not getting a PBR guy who's like, I'm willing to pay extra.
No.
No. No one drinking PBR is willing to pay extra.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
0999 caller 7 509 441 0999.